I realized recently that some of my like favorite actors that I've watched, maybe just recently, but I think there's something in the power of being bald and being a good actor. Because if you look at guys like J.K. Simmons, like great voice, right? Ben Kingsley just has that like aura about him. I mean, Patrick Stewart, right? I think that there's something in that. But there's another person I want to add to that, and that's Tim Kofeld.
Yeah, Tim.
Oh my god, dude.
I did not know where you were going with that.
Dude, I sniffed that out like, never mind.
So we get on today and we're like doing mic checks and all that kind of stuff. And Tim's camera wasn't working, or so he says.
And then it actually was, and I did need to redo all the start of it.
I thought you had a really good reveal. Tim shaved his beautiful head of hair.
Yep, gorgeous locks gone. Just down to bare nubs.
Why's your head so dirty?
real nub head of that guy. I'll tell you, I will say that we did roast him very hard. We called him Joe Rogan. We compared him to a lot of funny people. But it was for a good reason. So, Tim, I will let you talk about the reason, because it was a great reason to do so.
Oh, yeah. It was a church fundraiser. We set some goals. We set a pretty high goal. We thought it was a high goal. And everyone crushed it because they really wanted to see me bald.
if the other option of dyed would have been chosen, what would you have dyed your hair?
Well, it was on like a poster board. Like you could choose bald, red, green, or purple for the dye. Mm-hmm. Like I was hoping for purple. I was really hoping for purple hair.
Yeah.
Green hair, that's just nasty. Red hair, I've done it. You know, been there, done that. I was really hoping for purple.
Yeah.
But apparently, the kids of the church voted. And apparently, they all conspired together. There was a ringleader, and they said, the only option is bald.
Yeah, it's
funny that they went me at all. Kids can be assholes.
Yeah, they could have chosen funny or mean, and they chose mean.
And they chose mean, yeah. The thing, too, is that, like, if kids are, like, willing to be mean to you because, like, they know you'll take it well, that means they like you, man.
Yeah,
I gotta,
yeah,
you know, all my time working with youth, no, if they're mean to you, they like you. It's just what it is.
I'm just going to put it out there. If we ever have a DPS fundraiser for any reason, I'm going to propose that one of the stretch goals is for Kelly to have to dye his hair black and gold, because that would make me laugh.
That's good, yeah. John, did you see me when I dyed my hair completely bleach blonde for the original Hunger Games opening night?
We might not have even been friends at that point.
That was like really early in mine and Rebecca's relationship.
Yeah, you probably I probably still barely knew you.
It was wild. Like it was, I looked like, I don't even know, Draco Malfoy or something. It was hilarious. Yeah, yeah.
If there's ever a stretch goal to shave my mustache, I'm not doing it.
That's fair.
You're like afraid it won't grow back.
No,
oh, man, once you shave the stash, it's gone forever.
I don't know who I would be.
Well, he would. Your kids would be scared of you because we've seen videos of that. They're like, oh, like it's like the guy, the father shaving off like his facial hair or something, and he goes to the kid, and the kid's just like,
"Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that?"
You're definitely. Yeah,
I've never seen my father without a beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that is weird. You would never be able to be Jake Arino ever again.
That's true. See, I can't sacrifice that. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. There are some things that are too sacred.
This and another funny thing about this is I buzzed my head like 2 weeks ago and nobody gave a shit because I have a beard.
So if Tim had a full beard like you.
It's like camouflage, man. It's hair on the chin that hides the hair on the face, kind of.
This just occurred to me, by the way. Tim, Garn is bald, so you're just
method acting now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wait, why did Tim not know that?
So as we resume the fight, all of Garn's hair falls out.
Hey, it's from the fire, right?
But yeah, all the fire.
Right, just like crit fail or something. I think you sure I crit did. Failed.
Yeah, but that was with your eyes, not your hair.
Yeah. Yeah, so all of Garn's hair gets burned off, eyebrows included.
Here's the thing, Tim, is that you have a lot of opportunities now. We joked about you being in the Blue Man Group, And mm-hmm. Mark, you said you looked it up. It was like 39 years or something that they've been like.
They've been active since, for 39 years. I mean, obviously the members change.
And that's what I was going to say. I was like, Tim, you could easily just be like, hey, guys, look, I'm halfway there. I just need to be blue now.
The thing is, does Tim know how to drum? Can he fit... Oh, God, what was it? Because I saw them live once, and one of the other ones was they drum, and then they did, like, this thing where they were catching marshmallows in their mouth for some weird reason. But it was a lot of marshmallows.
You know, I could do marshmallows.
Now that I think of it, it is counterintuitive for Tim because he sings well. So that's the one thing they don't do.
Yeah, they're like mimes.
Yeah, right. It would be very funny for Tim, who sings like an angel, to join a group that does not sing.
it would show up on the, big corporate jobs, they have like a get to know your coworkers thing, and what's one thing you don't know about me? It'd be inside the Blue Man group is, I sing really well.
I sing super well. It'd be like, haha, funny joke. You're like, well, no, actually.
That's great. Shut up.
Get back to miming.
I can sing very well. I'm not allowed, though. They'll beat me.
They beat me if I talk or sing.
Nah, Tim's voice is like Samson. Cuts his hair, goes away.
Oh, that would be weird.
I haven't tried singing since I cut my hair, so this could be true.
Oh, my God. If you try singing... Oh.
Right now.
No, don't try it. Now we need that voice. It's going to blow out. Let us get the tight hour in, and then you can sing, Tim. Jesus.
He sounds like a newborn angel. Newborn eagle.
Newborn angel.
Newborn angel.
I swear, if you guys listen to us long enough, we will convince either Tim or John to play a bard and use their musical talents. It'll happen. I just know it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've mentioned this on the pod already, but my ukulele skills continue to increase.
Tim's throwing a total curveball. He's like, I am going to bard. But I'm going to sing and ukulele.
But I'm going to uke it up, so.
I'm going to show up with a tin whistle.
I mean, Jake already poo-pooed my kazoo bard, so.
Had to pivot. You can yodel.
You can yodel.
I'm a bard, but my art is stand-up comedy.
I mean, that is one.
When I was on the... Laugh Finder podcast. One of the funnier things was we walked into a bar and it was a roast comedy club.
Oh yeah.
And so like walk in and they were just making dick jokes at each other and stuff. It was just really funny. And then they're like, you clearly know that this is that he's roasting you for comedic purposes. And then my buddy Tommy Simbazo, who runs the show, he is a comedian, and he was like, oh fuck yeah. So he got into it so fast. It was so funny. But yeah, I think there's gonna open up opportunities for you, Tim.
Oh yeah,
Tim.
I'm really excited to explore this new season of my career development now that I'm bald.
I was about to say if Jason Statham ever needs a body double, you got it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Tim. When I look at you, I just see Crank 2.
Yes.
Oh my God. Tim's face is too friendly relative to Jason Statham's.
You gotta scowl more. He's God not, damn it.
I don't know if Tim can body double for the guy who notoriously plays just like the hard ass in every movie, role.
But that'll make it comedic. It's like it goes from Jason Statham and then just Tim smiling and then back to Jason Statham. Like, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, I think Tim's hot enough to play Jason Statham, but he's not fierce enough.
Right, yeah. I don't fear for my life around him. But it would be very funny to have Tim play a role that Jason Statham is the stunt double for the action shots. See, we can do something here. We're workshopping right now. That would be funny.
What a weird way for this conversation to go.
Or even funnier, you can make him like the stand-in for Bane.
Well, somebody's gonna have to stand in for Garn because he can't see.
All right. Yep. I do see the blinding condition, don't I?
Yep. So yeah, you. This is round one. We're jumping back in. First off, episode brought to you by Black Oak Workshop.
With dice, our treasure.
And this creature, this thing called the Accursed Forge Spurned, came up and blew a breath weapon all over the party. And this thing is, what's it called? Forge Breath. That's what it's called. And it was, like the, I said it was hotter than the deepest volcano. You know, it was just like unbearably hot. And he got a lot of you, but I know many of you saved. However, when your front line is blind for a minute, that is something you guys are going to have to deal with right now. So we ended on Garn's turn. So Tim, please take it away.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, I'm blind.
I'm blind.
I thankfully still have all the rules up for impaired combat. Now that I have to adjust to this new reality.
Right.
Yep. And part of that is I have to make like seek actions because I need to find out the general. I need to narrow down. Like, he's loud. He's stomping around.
Yeah.
I know, like, the north, south, east, west direction, but I need to narrow down to a space. And to do that, I need to use a seek action.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I'm going to start with. And thankfully, the negative two to perception does not count because I'm using my ears.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But the question is, can Garn cure blindness? Is he Jesus or no?
Can you spit in the dirt and rub it in your eyes?
Wait a second. Wait a darn tootin' second. Actually, I might be able to...
Wait, Garn is Jesus.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Mark, remind
me. I took that subclass. Specialization. I think the marvelous medicine can actually just combat a negative condition. Like, it doesn't have to be anything specific. I literally think I can do that. Let me just double check that with the marvelous medicines.
Okay.
No. Treat poison or treat a disease.
Okay, so it doesn't do everything, at least.
Not everything. But what did I start my... I think I started with... the Victor's Wreath might be able to do that, though.
I was going to say, because before we logged off, you said something about one of the things you could that could help you here.
Yeah. I think my Victor's Wreath. So, I can't remember if... Well, combat just started. I don't know what I had my Transcendence into, but I'm just going to, as a safety... I really need to start tracking that. I'm gonna shift my Eminence into the Victor's Wreath, and I am going to spark Transcendence with the One Moment to Glory. And so if anyone else has any ongoing conditions, they can roll against them, but I actually get to roll against this condition with a +2 status bonus.
So it's a reroll.
With a +2.
All right.
What is that? Is it Fortitude?
Let me see. So it is. It is a reflex save.
Reflex for the blinded.
Says that it's a basic reflex save, and then it says a creature that fails its save is also blinded for 1 minute. So,
okay. Well, let me look at my armor then, because my armor might give me a bonus as well, because it's resilient. I think I only have.
Yeah, and whatever you have to make sure that they can stack.
Breastplate doesn't have that. That's a full plate thing.
Dang. Yeah, yep. You're right. Okay. All right. Well, I guess still get the +2 from my reflex. Come on, Black Oak Workshop. Don't let me down. Bro, that's a nat 20.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
Who's lying?
And Jesus heals the blind.
Praise to Jesus.
He's Dwarf Jesus.
Dwarf Jesus wearing his crown. A blinding light emanates from it. And everyone, you guys, it's like, kind of like you shield your eyes sort of thing. And as the light kind of begins to fade, because it automatically shifts transcendence, so it's going to shift back to the Titan's Breaker.
Mm-hmm.
You can see like chunks of ash just fall from Garn's eyes. And he just his eyes are still kind of glowing a little bit. And he looks at the what is it called? The forge
spurned.
The accursed forge spurned.
Yeah, the forge spurned. He just looks at him and he says, "I know from whence you came, and I will send you back. Your energy will complete its cycle, and you will be used in the Great Forge again." And that was, so shift, transcend, and I have one action left. So I think I am going to... I want to provide flanking for my man.
For Luca?
For Luca.
Just shove the
sword. I would be right next to a pool of molten lava that I would almost certainly get shoved into.
Yeah, it's a big old forge happening with just magma.
Yeah, so I think I'm instead going to go here because I think I can still draw. Can you still draw a line?
Technically.
Corner to corner. Sure. At the worst case, Luca will just have to take a 5-foot step.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
So I'm setting this up for flanking. And that's okay. My turn.
The way you all described right. that, Tim, it just made me laugh because it was like, as the crowd thinks, a great light emanates and Garn is no longer blind, but now everyone else is. Oh, God, I just got flashbanged.
I heal my blindness by making everyone else blind.
Because if everyone's blind, then no one is.
Everyone, give me your sight.
I need it more than you.
So it comes to the slaves in this room. They are freaking out, obviously, because this thing has done something that they hope to never see, most likely. Trying to immolate other people. And so they're just going to get out of the way, pretty much. So they're going to get, behind you guys. They're just going to go to, the edges of the room.
As Garn comes up, he just looks at them and says, "Fly, you fools!
Fly, you fools!"
I'm the wizard. What the hell?
So that is their turn. So they just go to the edge. We'll see what they do with your words next. But speaking of wizards, it does come to Sandor's turn.
Yeah.
All right.
So John, I did. So with your illusion thing, I did color the other one like a purple, so that way we know that that is the illusion.
Yep. That's great.
So okay, cool. So you have your two. You have you and your illusory thing that can cast spells from.
Yes, and the first thing that totally Sandor does is walk right up to this fine giant thing and cast Cone of Cold.
Ah! Okay.
I was really hoping that Slave would move because I don't think I can hit not him and this thing. So.
No, probably not. Probably not. okay.
Make me a reflex save, Jake.
So
come on, that one. If we ever needed a nat one,
tell you it's not his best. Wow!
Yay!
That's a natural one.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
That's no a way. Lot of code.
Oh my god!
That's gonna be a lot of code.
Oh, nat 20 followed by nat one. This is literally the best possible start. To
this
episode.
Definitely.
Tim, you should have shaved your head sooner, I think.
Maybe that's it. He shaved his head, gave us luck.
Do I get a crit card for that?
No.
It's just double damage.
It's just double damage for your spell.
I'll take double damage, because that was 3 sixes on 10d6. Two ones, though. But the total is 40 points of cold damage, doubled to 80.
Doubled to 80. God dang. That was a ton of damage that he just took. And remember, it was a little bit extra because he does have some cold
proc
weakness.
The weakness.
Yep. Yeah. So he broke the weakness there.
Yeah. And, go ahead.
Sorry, I was all saying that. I feel like in as soon as, before, previous episode, when he hit, he saw that, and Sandor's right next to him. He goes, "Oh, seems cold." Yeah, kind of burns it in there, but yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
gosh. Yeah, it was a big old chunk. But real Sandor, the artist formerly known as Sandor, is going to 5, 10, 15, 20. Because we got to spread out.
Yes.
Yes. Now, now that there's a cone situation, yes.
Oh, that cloud's still there, isn't it?
The cloud is still there. I believe... Let me make sure, because
I think it's concealed. Right?
Yeah, yeah, I think it's concealed. Forge breath. A creature that creatures within the cloud are concealed, though not from the him. Yeah. And then yeah, so it's just concealment. So it's not like you're blind while inside of it. So you can walk fine.
I'll be very curious after this fight is over to know how much extra damage that cone of cold was.
I know. Like it was like, it was just like a 5? Was it a
unless
10?
We all die, that's also a possibility.
Oh man. the actual remastered Cone of Cold is way cooler. It's called Howling Blizzard. And you can cast it as either 2 actions or 3 actions.
Yep, I did the 2.
Yep. Yeah. But the 3 action one is it gains rather than being a 60-foot cone, it's a range of 500 feet and it's a 30-foot burst.
Yeah, yep. So you just go. You just like a small ice nuke.
Sick. Yeah, it's literally an ice nuke.
Yeah,
that's so cool. So freaking
yeah, cool. I was just like, do I try to stand still and do it, or do I move? But it's like I was too. I didn't want to use the full 3 actions because I also wanted to move Sandor. So
yeah, no, yeah,
yep.
But that's crazy.
Okay. All right. So that is the end of your turn, there, Sandor.
Yep.
Okay. It comes to its turn. It is going to. Do a 2 actions thing where it takes a huge breath and just and you can see its like chest start to puff out and the flame in its mouth ignites again.
Oh.
Must it just roll got well. Its
breath weapon back.
Alright, real quick. Is this going to target Luca?
Is it going to target Luca?
Is Luca going to be in it, its effect?
Wait, quick question, Jake.
What?
Was that a manipulate action that he's doing?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's a breathe action.
Oh yeah, it's 2 action breathe.
It literally doesn't have like a single like descriptor there. You know, the forge breath is obviously like divine fire. You know what I mean? But this one's just nothing. Just inhale. So yeah, no manipulate. So it's not going to use its breath weapon. Because that is also a 2 action thing. Instead, what it's going to do is it is going to Sandor hit it. So if it tries to hit you, Sandor, invisible Sandor, not invisible, illusion Sandor.
Yeah, it still has Sandor. My hit points.
Okay, okay.
Oh, really?
I mean, it doesn't hurt me when it gets hit, but.
Right, right.
Oh, interesting.
So it is going to try and use this chain that it has. And is going to like whip it out and then slam this chain onto the illusory creature's head.
Ooh.
So it's got your AC and HP and all that.
Yes, sir.
That's so cool.
7th level spell, dude.
Shoot.
Is a 43 to hit.
Oh, that's a crit.
Then that is going to be 64 points of damage.
Ouch.
It's like a truck.
So here's the thing. Is this tied to you in any way?
I will be able to tell you in 1 second.
Okay. Because if it's like tied to you, like if it's some sort of like soul thing like Luca has to Ambrose, I'm very curious how this chain is going to affect you.
What's the spell called again?
Project image. I'm looking at it right now. I'm not seeing any particular. The image has the same AC and saves as you. If hit by an attack or fail to save, the spell ends.
It's not connected to him. It's just it's literally just a really powerful illusion.
Okay.
And it says if it's hit, it's gone.
Okay. So you see the ground just get smashed under the illusion of Sandor, and the image goes away. So it looks at where he thought Sandor was standing, realizes that was an illusion, and then turns his eyes at Sandor.
Oh.
Yep.
But that was his turn.
I'll take it.
Ambrose.
Okay.
It's your turn.
So am I actually... two things. Am I in your way, Sandor?
No, do your thing.
Okay, I just want to make sure that if I need to get the hell out of the way, whatever. And I'm technically flanking, right?
Luca with Garn, I think?
It's either a 5-foot step.
I can move if needed.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to remember if this is a first edition rule where it's all corners have to be able to be drawn between. I don't know. I play so many systems now.
Kel, what do you think? Is Luca and Garn flanking right now?
I do believe so. I'm looking up to be sure, okay. But I'm pretty sure I've already looked this up before.
Yeah, I know we have, but
yeah.
It's Luca is directly next to the Forge Spurned, mm-hmm. and they're a large creature.
Yeah,
and so I'm bottom left of them, kind of at an angle. So that's why it's make a weird looking L.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you have to draw a line through the center of your space. The center of space.
Okay, then no.
Okay, so
it's fine. 5-foot step.
Perfectly fine. So what he's going to do is split it into two actions again for acting together. One action is Ambrose is going to. I said he was going to move into the room, out of the smog.
Yep.
Got it. And. Oh boy, actually, I don't know if that's the best idea. No,
that looks like a good cone right there.
That's a pretty good cone.
Yeah, so first action, actually, two actions. Oh god.
That's a good cone too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of cone potential in this room that Mark's having to figure out.
Yeah, I don't want to figure it out. Well, I have a decent amount of movement speed, so I'm not.
Get the hell away from me.
Get out of here!
Actually, that's probably in your best interest because I don't think he likes me right now.
Yeah, so he's got. Wall, collision with wall! Alright, so he's going to stand there. Luca is going to take one of his actions to take a 5-foot step up.
Okay.
And now he's flanking and strike out.
And strike. Alright.
Alrighty, let's do.
I have the off guard AC right here.
Perfect. Plus 26 to hit. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, using a hero point on that one.
No!
That'll do it. That's what they're for.
Yeah,
that's
so.
What the hero points are for.
Yeah, so as Luca is about to bring down the sword, there's just this momentarily shift where it's his mind kind of hastened from the earlier combat where he was kind of bent more on anger, that he kind of clears his mind and takes, as he was in life, an actual structured strike instead of flailing wildly.
Luca locks in.
Yeah, he locks in, basically. Instead of being angry, he's just trying to be get that mellow, calm mind thing going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's much better. That's a 14 on die for 40.
Okay, 40 is a hit.
We're not critting this thing outside.
Yeah, I ain't critting. still, doesn't matter. 23 points of damage. Okay. 2 is cold, 3 is spirit.
Okay. You say 2 is cold?
Yeah, he does cold and spirit damage.
Oh, sick!
Yep. Yeah, he did that last time, Tim.
I was probably not paying attention.
Alright, Garn.
I was admiring my flowing locks last week.
Now they're all burned off.
Yep, so yeah, it's that much. And that is it.
Okay. So it's gonna be... There we are. Okay. So from there, it comes to Kezra, who was still invisible, it seems.
Yep, Kezra is still invisible. He is going to...
Oh, wait, sorry. Luca hit me with his soul still, so I need him to make that reflex save.
That's fucking right.
Yep. It's called this thing is called Searing Heat. Just make me a basic reflex save, please.
Okay, reflex. Not bad at it. That is a 33.
33, that is a regular success. So you take 16 fire damage.
Oh, wow! It would have been 32?
That's what I rolled, so half of that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm like...
God, we're fucked! We're fucked!
Alright, so you rolled that, so it'd be 8, and then...
Yes.
3 damage because of... Immunity, or
he gets the benefit of his resistance.
Yeah, of course.
That's sick. That's so sick.
All right, so now Kezra.
All right, Kezra takes a step up to the forge, but got some distance between him and the giant molten guy, and he's gonna let out a breath weapon. Out of lightning to shoot straight between Garn and Luca, like right across both of their faces, as it just shoots through this guy and like, smashes into the back wall.
Sure.
So reflex save, please.
39.
Regular success.
Okay.
Alright, so that will be 18 damage.
Okay. Got it. 18 points of damage, and you are now visible, right?
Sure am.
Okay. After that, it comes to Garn, who can see. Who can see just fine.
Okay, so Garn, he's got the Titan's Breaker in the chamber, and he is going... No, everything he's going to throw at this thing, so he is going to... fracture the mountain, because if there was a mountain to fracture, it is right before him now.
This is mountainous as it ever was.
Ugh. Oh yeah, take 3 extra damage. Right. I forgot about my sorcerer potency.
Right.
Wow. This Black Oak Workshop dice is literally burning my hand because it's on fire. So that is a 19 on the die. Uh-huh. So remember, keep this in mind. He's flat-footed, okay?
Yeah, I've got off guard here.
All right. So that is going to be a 45 to hit.
Because he is off guard.
Yes!
That is a crit.
That's the most aggressive I've ever heard Tim get about a dice roll. Remember? He's fucking flat-footed, Jake.
Hey, bald Timmy's a new man, all right?
he lost your kindness.
He tries to pick me up by my collar, but I weigh a lot more than him, so...
Oh, you know, I gotta find me a Black Oak Workshop D8, you know? Gotta keep the Black Oak Workshop good times rolling.
You're gonna get a 2 on that. Did you?
No, I did not. Oh. I haven't rolled it yet.
Okay.
I was like, don't you dare.
Watch your godless mouth, Jake.
Wait, I rolled a 1 on the Black Oak Workshop. That is awful. Why did you say that?
I knew it was something funny was going to happen. Something along those lines.
Oh, I forgot to get the extras. I get the extra damage. There's so much extra damage.
So much extra damage, brother.
Because my spirit is so dense, it takes on tangible force.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so an extra 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an extra... Oh, no. I'm at least... No, I'm sorry. My bad. I get 2 extra dice? Oh, wait a second. I feel like... Have I been reading this right? I think I've been reading this like I'm not 10th level. Because at 10th level, I get an extra 2 damage dice. Whoa. Think I've literally been forgetting 2 extra damage dice for this attack.
Okay, all right.
That's a nice one. Actually, that didn't roll too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm just doing extra 2d8. Great. So, gosh.
Okay, so 19, 25, 27.
27 doubled is 54 points of damage.
54 points of goddamn damage, okay.
Sheesh, and that's not rolling great.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Damn.
Ooh. And that was only 2 actions. Does anyone hurt? Who's hurt?
I haven't gotten scratched.
Didn't you take a bunch of damage?
I mean, I did, but the beauty when I spark transcendence, this can't be used on myself.
No, you can't be captivated by your own beauty, apparently.
Unfortunately, not.
What if I hold up a mirror and you're just like,
he's
like,
he's a humble man.
But perhaps the forge burned is a little scurred. So go ahead and roll a will save against my exemplar DC.
Okay. 29.
Frightened one.
Frightened one. Okay.
He's like, what the?
Like, wait a second.
Tim was more surprised than anybody that worked.
Wait a minute, what?
Maybe he's going to send me back to the forge.
He might. Okay.
And last action is raise shield.
Okay.
I'm no fool.
Not a fool. Next it comes to the slaves. They begin making their way out.
Good.
I'll just say that they've all moved into the other room.
Out of cone range.
Into the cone.
I could hit these people damaging me, but there's like five slaves stacked on top of each other. I can't ignore that.
This opportunity doesn't come by often.
I'm just go run these guys all the way over here. So many.
A five-way collapse. He's like, Mom, get the camera!
So the two of them have exited. The other ones are running around the forge the other way. So they're kind of like on the other side of Kezer right now. All right. But next it comes to Sandor.
Okay. Are we in agreement that we're throwing everything we have at this thing?
I think so.
I feel like
we just did a cone of cold. I fractured the mountains. And Jake's, he's like acting like it's a sunny afternoon where he's just crawling through the meadows. Like he's not even breaking a sweat.
Hey,
he just did over 100 damage.
Can I enjoy spending time with my friends?
Well, yeah. But it's not like,
Jake,
oh,
this is
darn,
serious business.
You're killing my monster so fast, you know? Like, you're just like, yeah, let's go.
Okay. So something else interesting about Sandor is he's got a particular feat, because he's about to cast another 7th level spell. And Sandor has a particular feat where he doesn't take, like, as many 6th level spells, and he gets another 7th.
What?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's so super cool.
He's going to cast his other 7th level spell that he got for this level up. As he breathes in deep and lays his hands flat against the ground, all these iron and ash shards swirl around him. As a cloud of sand and iron dust forms around him, as he casts Control Sand.
What? So it's ore and sand? Sandor?
That's more or less flavor. The spell is called Control Sand. You whip a small sandstorm around your body. When a creature starts its turn in the area or moves in the area around you, it must succeed a fortitude save or become dazzled. As long as it remains in the area around you, it is temporarily immune to dazzled if it succeeds. But I get to choose what to do with it each turn. I can cast a sand shield, a sand blast, or a sand storm. So I'm going to direct a sand blast at this thing.
Okay.
Direct a jet of sand at a single target. One creature of your choice within 30 feet. It takes 8d6 slashing damage on a basic reflex save. On a critical failure, the creature is also dazzled for 1 minute. So make a reflex save, Jake.
Sick. Okay. Yes.
Being a little frightened. Does lower it, but I got a 41.
Okay, that's a succeed.
Okay.
So it takes 3d8 damage.
Okay. All right.
And this persists for up to 1 minute.
Oh, that's pretty.
I get to change what it does every turn.
That's cool.
Sick.
So that is 14 slashing damage.
Okay. 14 points of damage to his back.
And there is just a whirling cloud of sand and ore around Sandor right now.
Okay.
So cool. Signature move.
I was looking at 7th level spells for a long time. I'm just like, this is so badass.
So it comes to the creature's turn. The creature has his chest puffed up with fire.
Just for reality's sake, I'm pretty sure I would have had to move to not hit Luca with that. So moving five feet up.
He is a large creature.
For sure. Yeah. So my issue is I want to hit multiples of you, but you guys are pretty smart about how you moved.
We're smart.
You guys are pretty wicked smart. However...
No!
No!
He turns and points the cone. He points the cone at Garn, Kezra, and Ambrose, who happens to be in there.
God damn it.
So I need Garn, Kezra, and Ambrose to make me these reflexes.
Is this a spell? Or a spell-like ability? Or has it to be a spell? Sorry.
It's got to be innate ability. I mean...
It's called Forge Breath. It just says divine and fire. It doesn't... It just says action. It's not even like a spell. You know what I mean?
It has to be a spell.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Oh, for that one...
No, for something different.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, this isn't a manipulate, which really fucking sucks, but...
I mean, it's a breath weapon.
Yeah, like, it's a breath weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's reflex, right?
I get it, but... Still.
But,
I get it, but it makes me mad.
It makes me mad, because you don't know how much I just want to be like, attack of opportunity.
Well, actually, wouldn't you have gotten an attack of opportunity when you swung the chain at my, illusion?
It's an attack.
No, that's an attack. God, if I could do that, oh my god, that'd be fun.
I tried, Mark.
I know, I appreciate it.
All right, so let's go down the line here. I'm going to go left to right and then down. So, Kezra, you're all the way in the back and barely within this, I want to say. What'd you get?
I'm just singeing my eyebrows off. I got a 34.
34. That is going to be a fail.
I knew it was going to be close.
Oh, God.
It's like a tweener of a roll.
Yep. Garn, what'd you get?
Like a quirk shot, but it's just coming through. So first I got a 20, then I got a 19, I just got an 18.
We're going down. That's good for me.
We're going down. Well, you know, I'm just riding it until this thing's dead. So that's a 39.
39. So it is a regular success. So you will take half damage. And Ambrose, what'd you get?
35.
That is a regular success.
Holy shit.
Wow. So Kelly was one away.
I'm like, looking around to see if I got a plus one somewhere.
I gotta have a plus one.
He was frightened.
Alright. So,
okay. So that is... So that is 53 points of fire damage. And for the one of you that failed, you are blinded for 1 minute.
Dang.
And also, everything in the cloud is now concealed.
And how long do those clouds last? Like, is the battlefield just filling up with clouds?
Let's see. It says...
He's ripping fat clouds everywhere.
creature within the cloud... Oh, wait, let me see where it says... 30-foot cone or 20... creatures that move or start to turn the area... creatures that move into or start their turn in the area. Oh, wow. So when you guys started in there, I should have had you roll that.
Ew.
Damn. Forgot about that.
I shouldn't have had you read it.
it's just the cone. And then I'm guessing 1 minute because that's what it says is blind. So, sorry. No, it's a 1d4 rounds.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what I rolled. Three rounds that stays there.
So is the other one gone? Or is that...
I will roll that one now. That one is gone, so I will remove that one then.
Hooray!
Convenient. Okay, so. First one is gone. This one is here for three rounds. Kezra is blinded. He took full damage. The other two of you took half damage. But this creature is then going to use his last action to strike out at you, Garn.
Ooh, I got my shield up.
He's frightened, so it's a little minus one to this. However, that's a 45 to hit.
Wait, isn't he concealed?
Kidding me. No, not to him.
Not to him.
Because he has special eyes.
Yep.
That's a crit.
Okay.
Shit. 35 AC.
This sucks, man. This is bad.
That is 44 points of damage.
Okay.
Two of that is fire. I don't know if that matters.
It does matter. So okay. 42 points of damage. Yes.
However.
What do you mean?
As this thing hits you, you feel something deep within you, like your soul, starts to get torn away. I need you to make a fortitude save.
Sorry, that's me in the smoke cloud.
Mark's really enjoying the Garn getting his soul tortured.
Oh my god.
No.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a hero point? My fucking...
No, he doesn't, because I think he
used one already.
I think he did, yeah.
Oh, I had two hero points. I could have used mine. That one.
That one.
This is really
Garn's
bad.
Garn's dead.
Okay.
He's gonna die.
So, you are drained 2.
Okay.
And you are stunned 2 from this pain that hits you deep within the pit of your very soul.
Okay. Okay. I thought I was dead, so.
No.
You know, not as bad as dead.
It's not as bad as dead.
We're getting there.
I'm not far. I'm not far from dead.
Hey, I have good news. He's no longer frightened.
Thanks, man. Good
news. Well, wait, that was for me. Also, it's that's the end of his turn, so it comes to Ambrose.
Okay.
We've got to try to kill this thing this round.
Hey, wait, you started your turn.
Yeah, so what do I do?
And, so roll that reflex save again.
God damn. That is insane. Oh, 37 this time. So.
Okay, so you take half.
God, which is what?
So half of 48.
So 19 points of damage. Then.
Yep.
Oh, alright. That's not fun. So Ambrose is going to... take 2 actions. We're gonna do the act together again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me a second. Could do that. All right. Yeah. So he's gonna take an action to step out of the smog because it's bad for your lungs. Just saying.
Smoking is bad and kills your kids.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't
smoke. It kills adults too, but it does kill kids.
It'll make you look cool though, so
it will make you look really cool.
Yeah. Like look at heroes like Spike from Cowboy Bebop. Looks cool when he smokes. Just saying.
He's so cool.
Alright, so one action there. Another action is going to enhance he's going to cast I'm within range, I think. Maybe. Yep, 30. Of Protect Companion. Because I believe last time I did say that he was invisible. So he is invisible.
Oh, Ambrose?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He is invisible. So he's using Protect Companion on Luca. And so what he's going to do... is that's happening, and Luca is going to strike out.
Alright, I'm no longer frightened, but I'm still off guard to you.
Off guard. 41 to hit.
41 is a hit.
Alrighty. Ooh. 27 points of damage. Okay. 4 is cold, 2 is spirit.
Okay.
And... now I'm gonna have to roll a what?
Oh, for the searing heat, that is gonna be a reflex save. This creature and Tim's dice are just on fire.
34.
34, that is a success, so you will take half of 14, 7. 7 fire damage.
2 damage.
Yes.
Oh my god, this thing is getting mileage. and another one. He is going to swing again. Only a +21 to hit. Ooh, that's a miss. 30 to hit.
Yep, that's gonna be a miss.
Ooh, alrighty. That is his turn.
Okay. Kezra, so you're blind.
Yep. Do I have to roll again, the reflex?
You will, because you're starting in the fire.
Alright, nailed it.
Okay.
Can Garn take a free action to call out?
I guess so.
Kezra, come closer. Come closer to me and feel the divine spark.
God.
Walk through the fire.
I'd rather
walk
burn.
Through the fire and flames.
Okay, Kezra, what was your total on the reflex?
It was 39.
So you'll take half of the forge breath. Yeah, so you'll just take half of this. So 36 total, so 18 points of fire.
Dang. So while in the cloud, you take damage?
Yeah, because the forge breath says while it persists, creatures that move into or start their turn in the area. I just didn't read that the first time you used it. Otherwise, you guys would have been way worse spot.
Or dead.
It would take, probably, it would take two actions to get to you.
I mean, do you want to stay blind is the question.
Damn.
Have faith. Walk towards him through the fire and flames.
All right, I will take two actions to Garn.
You just...
He has his hands out. Where are you?
You could be on the outside. Oh, because it's difficult terrain.
It's all difficult terrain. It's difficult terrain here, and I'm blind, so...
Terrain. Yeah, but you could get out, right? You could just be here, right?
Yeah. I mean,
outside the cloud.
If you walked a little bit farther to get to the other side of Garn, you would be out. But you're still blind, so.
Yep. Okay. So I bump into Garn, and then I just have to get a little bit farther. So I walk around him and get out of the cloud.
You bump into him and stumble a bit.
I felt the cool air right on the edge of the cone, and I just went that way.
Okay.
But my hand, keeping my hands on Garn at the time.
Okay. Garnet, comes to your turn.
Alright, what I gotta roll? Reflex. Okay. Oh man, the dice are not doing good, because it's only 25.
That is gonna be a fail. Oh,
damn.
You said 25?
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. So, as a crit.
Oh my god. I walked all the way over to you for this.
So many sixes, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
49.
Okay.
Doubled in two.
Oh, my God.
Meh. That's 98, right?
Yes, yeah.
My hands are on you, and I just feel your skin start to melt under my hands. Crackles and crackles. Cracks
balls.
Does Garn go down?
He goes down.
Oh no.
Oh god.
And I'm dying too.
Because it was a crit fail.
Yep. Okay. Also, I did want to issue a correction. Am blind. Because that fun ability that I rolled the nat 20 on can only be applied to allies.
Oh, it's one of those.
So.
Hooray!
I got blinded, but I've. Dying
I can't
too,
wait to get
so
my fucking head
out.
Knocked off by this chain that was going to rip my soul out with it.
Oh yeah, and looks like two of us are now nicely in a line.
Yep. Okay.
Oh hey, wait, no.
My stun condition goes
away.
Hey,
one of them's visible still.
Gosh.
Okay, so Garn moves an initiative. We move to the slaves.
He does have to charge his breath, we know that.
Correct. Yes. The slaves who were going to come around this way all are all of a sudden like, oh no, we can't go that way. So then they start running the other direction to go clockwise around the forge. Oh no, there's fire! Run back! So we'll see what they do. But right now there are three slaves that are just like walking back and forth like Sims. can't go that way. I'll go back again. I can't go this way now. Comes to Sandor's turn.
Okay, we just gotta throw the kitchen sink at this thing, right? So, I'm going to use my last third level spell and my control sands in the same turn. Okay. So, Jake, make me two reflex saves.
Okay.
First one is sandblast, second one is lightning bolt.
Okay. First one is really bad, 26.
Okay, that's fail.
Fail, okay. So what's the damage on sandblast?
I will tell you in a second, because I also have to remember how much damage lightning bolt does.
Man, do you guys remember Gaara?
Oh, yeah.
Not oh, fuck, did I do a weeb?
Yep, you're Gaara now.
Yeah, you're Gaara now. And your name is Sandor? Come on, dude. We saw the Gaara reference a mile away.
It's okay, John. I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, thank God.
Kelly, I'm gonna show your son Naruto. I'm gonna be like, look, buddy, you gotta watch this, and it's gonna change his life.
I need to watch Naruto. I'm dumb and so I don't watch it.
I'll change both your lives.
Believe it.
That's 30 points of slashing damage.
Okay. All right, and then the lightning bolt.
Yep.
Okay.
That was just a spell that you sustained and did 30 damage.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
it is, yeah.
So good.
Okay. I got a 29.
That's another failure.
Let's go. Okay.
How much?
That's going to be 4d12 lightning, am I correct?
Oh my gosh.
Can't remember.
What'd you cast, lightning bolt?
Yeah.
At what level?
Third. I can only cast a third right now.
Okay.
That is 20 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4d12.
Fuck me, man. I've done so much damage to this thing.
Problem is that none of us are doing much damage to it.
Yeah, that's really the issue. Also,
I was doing damage.
You were doing damage to it. All right. So, the forge burn turns to you, Sandor.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You dealt all of this damage to it, especially with that cone of cold right out the gate. You hit a sweet spot and the natural one, which means that you just cone of cold right to the face. So he is going to turn his chain weapon on you.
Makes sense.
35 to hit.
1 second.
Good.
I can't remember. Are you blurred or no?
No, I am not blurred.
Okay.
I am using Shield Block as a reaction with my Control Sands.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Oh!
Hey, I want to point out my Gaara reference is still in effect.
Yeah. I was just saying that. I was like,
Where's your giant gourd of sand?
Yeah, is there a demon
this
in your...
This spell very well might just be a fucking Naruto reference, and I didn't even realize it.
I only know when he just suddenly, Sandor just goes, Sand Coffin. That's an ability.
Okay.
I encase my opponent in sand and I crush them to death. Bro, that's fucking Gaara!
God damn it!
Actually, before I actually do that, let me look at this one more time.
Okay.
What's the spell called again?
It's just
Control
Sand.
Sand.
Yeah, Control Sand has a sand shield that he can use.
Yeah, it's like a reaction that he gets when he casts it.
Okay, I was just making sure if the shield breaks that I don't lose the spell, and I don't. I just can't use it until I sustain the spell again. So this spell is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's an awesome one. Okay.
So go ahead and do your damage. It's probably going to break the shield, but it's okay.
Okay. So 34 points of damage.
That does break the shield, but it absorbs 21 points of damage.
Okay. All right, so then the rest of it will go through.
Oh wait, the hardness is 14 with 21 hit points. What does that do?
So it absorbs 14 damage from the attack,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest of the damage gets chipped away at the hit points.
Okay, so from 34 minus 14 goes to 20.
20. So it has one hit point.
One hit point left. Okay.
And then you also take you also take 20 points of damage, but you have your shield for basically one more hit.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Yeah,
so it's gonna absorb another 14. Which
yeah,
is
which
sick.
He can't use the reaction to again this turn.
No, I cannot.
But he's yeah.
But you can't use the reaction.
Yeah, that's
oh,
okay. I will.
But he
I
still
will,
has it.
I will take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So all right. So that was the first attack. Second attack. is a 41 to hit.
Yep, that's not a crit, but that's a hit.
Okay. Another, actually this is 35 points of damage.
Ouch, okay.
Last attack. So he's whipping this thing back and forth and just hitting you in the head, hitting you in the chest, and then he pulls the last one and he swings. 37 hit.
It's a hit.
Okay.
And I'm the heels.
Yep. 40 points of damage.
Jesus. Okay. I cannot take another round like that.
Nope. Garn, it is your turn.
Yep.
Oh man, you're still taking damage.
So I'm gonna take damage unless I what crit on the reflex save.
Well, I was gonna say this because Kezra, you moved.
So I was
gonna say, did you have an action left?
No, I had to take three actions to get out of there.
Okay, I was gonna say that maybe Kezra could pull you out of the fire, but.
No. So I make a reflex save. I don't get a nat 20, I go to dying 3, I think is the implication. Because how many more rounds? There's one more round of this, Cloud, after this round, right?
Yes.
So I'm, three first, rounds. Unless I... Yeah, so...
Okay, I mean, yeah.
All right. I could get a nat 20. I mean, Black Oak Workshop, you only let me down a couple times today.
My God, I don't want Garn to die, dude.
And I got a nat 20 on a fake roll that I shouldn't have gotten it on. That's a 5 in the die, so that
wait.
Is...
You, I think you have to determine... You have to do your dying roll, I think, before the reflex save.
Before? Yeah. Okay. So I will go ahead and make my dying check then. So for those following along at home, I have toughness... I have Die Hard, and I have Mountain's Stoutness, because I was quite traumatized from
okay.
Grimshaw dying. That I made him as unkillable as I think you possibly can in this game.
Okay.
So I have to hit dying 5 to die.
Okay.
My recovery check is 6 plus my dying value.
Oh, God.
That's yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm feeling better. Yeah. I was going to feel really bad because it was just a few bad rolls, but go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, if the dice really want me to die, like, it'll happen.
I guess, but...
But, I mean, 6 plus dying, so I just have to hit an 8 or higher.
Okay, all right.
12. Okay, so I go down to dying 1.
Okay.
I mean, Garn's 250 years old. He has been around.
That's true.
You think this is his first time
this
dying?
This is the first time.
He's died before.
Just stand upon the face of Gorum too many times.
Literally look at him.
It's like, well, you're back. Get back in the fight.
Get over there.
All right, so now I'll make my reflex save.
Yes, which is going to be difficult when you're unconscious.
Yeah, minus 4.
Yep. Minus 4. Okay, that makes it a little less exciting. So that's only a 31, which I'm assuming is a fail.
That's a fail, yeah.
Yep, so I go to dying 2.
Okay, all right.
And that's my turn. Hey, not bad.
Not a crit
fail. Where I started.
That's not bad.
Not a crit
fail. That's not bad, okay. All right, I'm feeling better about your dying situation, to be honest. I was like, I can't kill Tim's character. We're not in person. What's going on?
That is a great sentence, by the way. I feel better about your dying condition right now.
things only said in Pathfinder. All right, Ambrose, it is your turn.
Yes, it is. You know, the bitch of it is that I cannot see Garn.
Because I'm concealed.
Because he's concealed, yeah.
Yeah, he's concealed to me. Like, at this point, all he sees is Kezra just coming out of nowhere, like, stumbling around.
You see, Kezra pulls his hands out of the smoke, and there's just, like, melted skull. Garn hair.
He didn't have any hair. Where'd the hair come from?
His head is still attached to my hand. Or is the skin is.
What the hell?
Just like, what
he's oh, God. I just want Garn to be as ugly as possible.
He's just a mutant. He's like the mutant from RoboCop at this point. Oh, that one guy that got mutated. Let's see. Yeah, so I said, like, unfortunately, he doesn't see him, but he's just trying to take this guy out. Because honestly,
yeah, this thing is dwindling. He's barely standing up right now.
Yeah, because like the bit. Yeah, see, the thing is, it's like he also doesn't really have any good heal spells, and he doesn't want to go back in that cloud, nor does he want to go next to this thing. All right. God, because I can't even target him. God damn it, that really sucks. All right, so I am going to. He's going to use a focus point. He's going to do an act together. One of which is going to be lifelink surge to get fast healing on, so I can keep being healed for the moment, because I am taking damage like over and over again. Okay, so that's one action. Second action, he's going to use boost Eidolon to, if he hits, gets a little extra damage. And Luke is going to take his two actions and swing. Let's go.
Okay.
No, don't roll damage first. I didn't hit yet. Hold on.
I was like, I did that yet.
Come on. 35 to hit.
He is no longer off guard, so unfortunately that is a miss.
That is unfortunate. All right, second hit. There's a natural 20, though.
All right.
Okay. That is exactly what we needed.
That's a natural 20.
That's it, boys.
41 but total.
Yes, so that would be a success, which means that it is a crit. So, Kelly, pull the card that says your friends instantly revive.
Oh, my God. All
right.
Interesting. It says brow cut, normal damage. The target takes 1d4 persistent bleed damage, and until the bleed ends, all creatures are concealed to the target.
Roll damage, and we'll see if that's even relevant.
Oh, okay. Oh, not bad. 27 points of damage, 2 cold, 6 spirit.
He had 9 left.
Oh my gosh.
So you cut him on his forehead, and you just see as you cut, the blade slices his, like, stone-hard skull, and you just see smoke and flames pour out from the wound in his skull until he just, like, and he just collapses into a pile of smoky, burned embers and armor and weapons.
Oh, thank God.
Jesus.
So,
Kessler doesn't see what happens, and he just shoots a big lightning bolt right where he was.
Right.
Wildly shoots and blasts the back wall.
Hit Sandor.
Bro. Kessler, it is your turn. You were holding on to Garn.
I shoot lightning out, and then I do drag Garn out of the smog.
Okay.
Because I was still holding him. So I move him over here.
All right. So we will... it comes to the slave's turns. The slaves go, please help us! It's dead! Hooray! And they celebrate.
They're all masters of healing and medicine.
We're all 15th level clerics.
Why the hell are you down here? You can kill the thing! Know.
We didn't want to cause any problems.
Oh God, they're pacifists!
Sandor, it's your turn.
I'm a 15th level pacifist.
What does it give you? No.
I mean, there's not a whole lot I can do in this situation.
I'm mostly waiting to get to Garn.
That's fair. I'll just.
If only each of us had a, I don't know, potions on us.
I mean, I do have all. All right, fine. Shut up, jeez.
We have 10 lesser elixirs of lives that we bought.
All you need to do is
before we left,
jam one down his throat.
I'll jam one down your throat while sand gets in your blind eyes.
No. In his butt.
There you go.
God, butt chug it.
It's how he'd want it.
This is how we did in the old days.
He told me in confidence, but I feel comfortable telling you guys.
Okay. Shove the
Do you have enough actions, though?
One move action to get to you, two to shove a potion down your throat.
Yep. You, life comes back into you, Garn. But you said you were blind, though, from that last one?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so I'm blind for a minute,
yeah, so another 54 seconds of blindness or whatever.
Yes. Garn and Kezra just, like, roll around just in pain as our eyes are burning with that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
God damn it!
It'd be so easy to push them both in the lava right now.
The foot man. We just met you.
Garn, go into that spa over there. No, just keep taking a few more steps.
Wait, is it one of those ones that's good for the old bones?
It'll take care of all of your problems.
For the rest of your life.
I'm really mad that you didn't hit yes. Luca. Like, I'm super mad at you. Guess we'll just find out next time.
I guess we will. But yet the Garn crit him, Sandor crit him, and so he was the all the damage was coming from.
It was more insulting that you were hitting the character behind Luca instead of Luca. It was hard not to take that personally.
Jake just hates casters. I mean,
how much? Hold on. A total of 120 damage. I did in two turns.
Yeah.
Not knowing the extra cold damage. So.
No, you're right. Yeah. So. So this creature's body lays there. Like I said, it's just a lump of armor and weapons and two weapons. He had a warhammer, but he did not use it. But this chain seems to be pretty cool. I'll tell you that he does happen to have a very shiny armor set on. Looks very, very nice and magical. However, because it's large, I think you would just like the runes out of it rather than the armor itself. So after a minute goes by, Garn and Kezra, your eyes come back.
Yeah, Kezra runs through his pockets. That's what we find.
Okay. Kezra, like, you're pretty beat up too, right?
Yeah, I took some damage.
Oh, so not terrible. So yeah. Garn is like he's kind of just like he's sitting in the the ash that has fallen from all of this fire spewing out, and he's just like looks around, and like he looks at like Sandor because Kezra's busy. He glances at Ambrose. It's not the first time that I've seen the face of the gods. I really thought I might have been gone this time. I have been given many chances at life. Too many to count these 250 years. Thank you for bringing me back. My work is not finished.
Gods can't have you yet, old man.
And I didn't want to be taken out by this, whatever this abomination is. But I'm glad we were able to put it to rest. Hopefully its energy has returned back to the forge where it belongs.
Do you want to... I think you rolled once
I
on
do,
this.
I have religion.
Somebody rolled a crit on this thing. I remember that to identify it.
I don't know...
That was with speculating what it was, not actually seeing.
Yeah.
Now that we're here.
Now you're here, yeah. So go ahead and roll another religion check, because I do want to tell you about this thing.
Go workshop. So that is a 40.
That is a success. So with your religion, the accursed forged sperm. So when you look at this thing, there's something about that. This is not a Hringar, or was not a Hringar. The way that you know that is, for some reason, his proportion sizes look weird, okay?
Hmm.
And the way that you're looking at it, you're like, this thing is like, it looks like it was like warped by the gods themselves. Like something horrible happened in this creature's life, probably at its own hand. And it seems like this is like a punishment for it.
Oh.
And you understand now that the accursed Forge Spurned has something called Eternal Damnation, which you remember reading these stories. Your parents were, you know, trying to freak you out as a little dwarf kid. Mm-hmm. And Eternal Damnation reads, or you know it to know, that this creature and its chain that it uses to siphon the souls of the people that it tortures will keep it coming back over and over and over again for the express purpose of living out an eternal hell in this body for as long as possible. And that chain that it hit you with is the key to breaking this thing's torment.
Hmm. So is it like a chain, as in like it could be destroyed as any chain that I know of, or does it have to be like...
It's just a magic chain. You know, it's a chain whip.
It just need to be removed from its person or something?
It would have to be destroyed. So you know, throw it in the fire, destroy it.
Yeah.
So you guys would just have to do that. You know that there's something about sundown. Like you have to do it like within a day.
Oh. Or it'll like actually like reconstitute.
Right.
Oh.
And this isn't like a get a high enough religion check, pray over it, and that won't work.
It's like, yeah, cast it into the fire.
Right.
But you said it's a magic chain whip. Does it have runes?
It does. It does.
Hmm.
You know what? Go ahead and roll Arcana and all that.
Look at his
gear.
I know not all about right. this arcane
Kurush,
magic.
I got you.
Got off.
Sandor is like, I have a plus like 57 to
earn. I know, now I'm like in competition with Sandor. I'm like trying to beat him. I got a 40. I rolled really well.
I think you probably rolled better than me.
Let's go.
I rolled 23. Yeah, I only rolled a 37.
You got me by 3.
Okay.
Dang.
So
smarter than a wizard.
yeah, just roll.
The wizard realizes that the armor is a +2 resilient full plate.
Oh, baby.
Cool. We can send that to Benson.
Benson, we got a package for you.
The hammer that he had is a... You ready for this?
Yeah.
+2 striking adamantine warhammer.
Oh.
Hey, it's like Benson's sword.
Oh, that's an enticing weapon.
+2 adamantine warhammer? Mm-hmm.
Striking warhammer. All right. The thing called the soul chain is...
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
+2 flaming adamantine greater
that's,
striking
That's what I thought.
Weapon.
Holy fuck.
Oh.
So I'm willing to risk fighting the most powerful... I'll fight him again. If we can't get these runes off in time.
So this is the most powerful weapon we've ever come across.
Yes.
And we'll see what you do with the next one.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because we're just shaking while holding this chain.
Oh my god. I'll fight it again, I swear.